from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, December 19th. Coming up, a conversation with Champaign County Sheriff Dustin Harmon. We get his thoughts on the Safety Act, which ends cash bail in the state of Illinois on January 1st. His interview with Jim Meadows in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A memorial service for State Senator Scott Bennett will be held this morning at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. The Democrat from Champaign died recently from an undiagnosed brain tumor at the age of 45. Bennett was honored Saturday during a Wreaths Across America ceremony at Danville National Cemetery, where a wreath was laid in his honor. Many leaders from around the state will be in attendance for today's memorial service, which is open to the public, including Governor J.B. Pritzker. The service begins at 10 o'clock this morning inside the Fullinger Great Hall. Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth wants airlines to do more when it comes to evacuating an airplane in an emergency. Michael Puente reports.
With the holidays approaching, millions of people are flying to see loved ones or go to a vacation spot. No one plans on an emergency situation, but they do happen, and seconds count in evacuating an aircraft. That's why Duckworth introduced new legislation that would require the FAA to enhance emergency evacuation standards that go beyond seat size and configuration.
But other real-life conditions, like the presence of carry-on bags and passengers of different heights and weights and ages and disability status.
Duckworth made her remarks at O'Hare International Airport with members of the Allied Pilots Association and the Association of Flight Attendants. I'm Michael Puente.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team defeated the Alabama A&M Bulldogs Saturday 68-47. With the win, the Illini improved to 8-3 on the season. Head coach Brad Underwood spoke after the game about how this week has been a difficult one for the Illini.
It's a tough week. It's a hard week with finals, and yet we got to continue to find areas to grow in, and I thought defensively we did that, and now we got to clean some things up offensively.
Forward Matthew Meyer led the Illini in scoring with 21 points while also grabbing 7 rebounds. Next up for Illinois is the Bragging Rights game against the Missouri Tigers this Thursday at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. Meanwhile, the Illinois women's basketball team improved to 10-2 this season with a 76-66 win at Missouri yesterday in their annual Bragging Rights game between the two schools. The Illini won without leading scorer Makaira Cook, who did not travel with the team due to illness. Head coach Shauna Green says winning without Cook should give her team more confidence moving forward.
Someone's going to be hurt, someone's going to be in foul trouble, someone's going to be sick, and this is, I think, just going to help us down the road, too. You know, we have the confidence now if we're without someone or someone's off the floor and some foul trouble that, you know, that we can do it.
Illinois got 21 points from Adalia McKenzie and 20 from Genesis Bryant to lead the way. Next for the Illini is a home game on Wednesday against Florida Atlantic. Still to come, we get Champaign County Sheriff Dustin Harmon's thoughts on the end of cash bail in Illinois. That and more in his conversation with Jim Meadows, coming up next on 217 Today.
If you just finished watching the second season of Masterpiece Mysteries, Miss Scarlet and the Duke, and thought to yourself, I don't want to wait until January to watch more episodes of this show, well, we have some great news for you. As a special holiday gift from PBS, friends of WILL can stream Season 3 right now via Passport. If you want to learn more about this hit series, the cast, and learn more behind-the-scenes information, go to will.illinois.edu/spotlight.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The pretrial fairness portion of Illinois' new Safety Act takes effect January 1st. The new law does away with cash bail in the state, and it sets up a new procedure for deciding if people arrested for crimes should be held in jail or released until trial. The law has met a lot of questions and opposition in the law enforcement sector. Lawmakers tried to address that in an amendment passed last month. Champaign County Sheriff Dustin Harmon spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows about the coming changes.
In Champaign County, we already do a lot of things well with focusing on notice to appears when we can and things like that, which is a lot of the things this Safety Act wants to accomplish through pretrial fairness. We honestly don't expect there to be a significant reduction in the jail population because we work really hard to get those under that category out of jail in the first place. So no public safety risk, you know, not a flight risk, low level offenses. And so even looking at the roster, there may be one or two a handful that may be able to be released on January 1st, but I don't expect that there's going to be a mass exodus by any means, at least here in Champaign County.
And I know that you were at some sort of big meeting of law enforcement people finding out exactly what's what with the amended Safety Act. Were all your questions answered at that meeting? And do you think everything is taken care of, or do you have any concerns?
Yes, the Illinois Supreme Court has been holding pre-trial reform conferences throughout the state, and the state's attorney and I participated in one yesterday. And there are parts of the amendment and parts of the law that are pretty clear-cut. There are others that we're still wondering what in the world this means. And of course, we've been having discussions in Champaign County about how we are going to move forward. Hopefully, they're having conversations in other counties on how they're moving forward as well. And those two interpretations may not be the same until a judge in one of the counties makes a decision, somebody appeals it, and then the appellate court or Supreme Court decides this is really what the act meant.
I understand one thing that is not on the list of detainable offenses is nonviolent burglary. Is that the case even with the amended bill?
I believe so. Not necessarily residential burglary. Think about 2020 with the riots at Marketplace Mall and the things that happened then. Simply throwing a brick through a store window and going in and then stealing something would not be considered a violent offense in the terms of the law.
And does that mean that a judge would not detain them, or that a sheriff's deputy could not detain them?
So we are operating under the philosophy in Champaign County, with advice of the state's attorney, that deputies and officers can make an arrest for a Class A misdemeanor and any felony. That doesn't mean that the judge then will have to detain that person. It doesn't even mean the judge will be able to detain that person when they come to the arraignment and detention hearing. But law enforcement will be able to make an arrest of Class A misdemeanors and felonies. The last thing we want is for deputies to be out there in the heat of the moment and, you know, with an ongoing situation and have to decide, is this something I can make a physical arrest on or not? Which, and we believe through the law allows a physical arrest for a Class A misdemeanor and any felony. It just may not allow for that judge when he or she looks at all of those conditions of pretrial reform, it may not allow that judge to detain then past that 48 hours.
With all of this happening, it sounds like it's going to be more work for your department, however this plays out.
It's going to be more work for us as a criminal justice system overall, not only in the county, but in the state. I am optimistic that if we are seeing something that was an unintended consequence, that then hopefully the legislature will then take up another amendment and say, this is where we had that unexpected consequence from this law, so let's try to get a good solution now.
That's Champaign County Sheriff Dustin Harmon speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows about the new Pretrial Fairness Act, which takes effect next year. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly cloudy today with a high of 31 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Michael Puente, Colin Highslope, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.